Jackie Vakes with Stuart Peterson Group. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Pretty good. Some numbers to digest this morning.
Yes.
Have at it.
Have at it? Okay. Well, I think when you look at the overall report, and on first blush, you'd have to say that it is negative corn and wheat, probably somewhat neutral to beans, you know, and we came in on corn and wheat with, on corn in particular, lower than what the average guesses were for the ending stocks. The reality is in 2010-11, it does drop our stocks-to-use ratio down to 10.3%, so I would think that that's certainly going to support us at a higher low than what we would have expected before. World numbers, you know, the corn dropped, not to be unexpected because of what happened with our grain stocks, and the primary drop came from us. Beans went up actually just a little bit, and the big wild card here is 187 million metric tons, higher than what the trade was expecting or lower than what the trade was expecting on an adjustment at the world level. And I think that's going to be a major driver in this market today, along with the pretty hot 6 to 10 day forecast.
Yeah, the weather forecast is going to weigh into the picture, I guess, as we go through the next week. What, you know, as you're looking at the digestion of some of the numbers, what, you know, what's the biggest thing that stands out for you to watch for?
Well, I think that when you're looking at numbers, if you're going to look at futures numbers, I think we should have support levels at the 385 on December corn. The 100-day moving average, both on corn and November beans at 930, are strong spots. When you look at the wheat, I'd say 517, the 200-day moving average, is definitely something that that's important. I think, you know, in general, the trade may be a little bit disappointed in this report on the corn side of things. The bean stocks are still tight. You know, they tightened up this year's carryout, and so there's no arguing about that. But the reality is we're still trading stocks-to-use ratio on beans at double of what it was before. You know, and so to expect to see, even to see $10 beans yesterday, I think is extremely encouraging. But again, Jay, we go back to weather. When you look at the bean crop has got a long ways to go. It started out with really wet feet, and those are conditions it doesn't like, and now we're headed into some extremely hot weather. You know, so I think that the bean market is probably going to support things more than, you know, first there'll be the wheat market, then the bean market in between. You know, and corn is going to play tag along until we find out really where we're at.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on those forecasts. What about opening calls for today, then?
Well, I look at corn being down 3 to 6 on the open, beans 5 to 8, wheat down 3 to 5, cattle just slightly lower, and hogs a little bit higher following the overnights.
All right, thank you much, Jackie.
Well, thank you, Jay. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good weekend, too. And that's Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. This is WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, part of Illinois Public Media, and now we join the BBC in progress.